Dennis Dodd is one of the premier, and I mean premier, opinionators, I think educators on the world of college football. I do learn something sometimes when I read your stuff too, Dennis. It's not just opinion. So I appreciate you making time for me this morning.
Well, one does what one can do, John. I appreciate the kind words.
You got a Stanley Cup this year, by the way.
I'm wearing my blue Stanley Cup shirt right now.
The joy you feel of that, and I thought of you the minute that it happened, is the same joy I felt when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. It was like a lifelong joy. Dennis, when I tell you a couple years from now, it's not going away. It's not going away.
Yeah. The feeling you had is probably the same one that I had, is that I had resigned myself that it wasn't going to happen in my lifetime. And so that was just going to have to be it. But it did, out of nowhere. We know the circumstances,
sure,
last to first. And here we are. And now they're, if they're not number one in the NHL, they're number one in the Western Conference again. So I don't know. Maybe God is looking favorably upon the
There you go. See, you got it. Tell me without, so you can frame it for the audience. Would you consider yourself an advocate for expanding the college football playoff to 8 teams?
No, I'm not a radical either way. I think the 4 has worked. It's created the drama. I'll say this, no one who should have been in the playoff got left out these first 6 years. We can make the case of TCU and Baylor in the first year, but I understand why it happened, and that allowed Ohio State in, who then won it, so that,
yes,
quote unquote, validated their entry into it. So no, and look, let me be up front. There's no talk. The only talk about it is from, I guess, wishful thinking journalists. There's nothing going on. I mean, the commissioners may be talking about it, but this contract is going to run its last 6 years without being tampered with. And so everything else is speculation. But I'm actually fine with 4. When you get 8, if you had 8 this year, you'd have a first-round game of, say, LSU and Memphis.
Right.
Okay. That's okay. But Memphis gets snows under the tent. But, the rights holders, whoever they are, or ESPN, if they redo the deal, that's not necessarily going to get their money back on that one. So there's a lot they have to think about.
I just look at it as, because I'm taking into account what I've seen the Big Ten commissioner, the Big 12 commissioner, and the Pac-12 commissioner say, all within the past month, that they would advocate for an 8-team playoff so everybody gets a seat at the table. They all have the same talking points. They want the automatic bid. And I would say to the Pac-12, if you want to be in the college football playoff, your conference needs to get better. You don't just need to be gifted with an automatic seat to play for a national championship. I don't understand that logic.
Well, there's 3 different situations there. Larry Scott with the Pac-12 has said, he was asked about it, and he said, yes, it's hurt our brand that we're not in. Of course he wants 8.
Auto
bids,
yes.
If you want to get in the playoff, have your conference, everybody, not lose less than 2 games. Because that's the bottom line in the Pac-12. Everybody loses at least 2 games every year. That's why you're not getting in. That's the end of that story. Jim Delaney, the outgoing Big Ten commissioner, was asked about it, and he said, I think it'll grow when the SEC and ACC are left out, because he says that the original playoff came from the minds of the SEC and ACC. Yeah, I guess so. It really happened in 2004 when an undefeated Auburn from the SEC was left out. That's not going to happen in this setting. And, all it takes care of in 8 is, the possibility of 2 lost teams getting in. And then the Big 12, Bob Bowlsby, to me, has always been a staunch, it may expand, but we're fine with 4 now. So I really don't see any movement. These are all kind of 3 different silos.
Now, we're going to see with the college football playoff this year some semifinal matchups, and I'm just looking at it and saying it's going to be more of the same. And I'm going to go out on a limb today and say it, that because I won't be on the air again until after they've been played. The 20 in the 10 games that have been played during the college football playoff era, the 10 semifinal games, they have averaged a 21.4 point average. The games are three touchdown blowouts. I think we're heading for more of the same this year. I think we're going to see two blowouts.
Certainly in Atlanta with LSU and Oklahoma, now that Oklahoma's had these suspensions. Look, Clemson, Ohio State, and the Fiesta Bowl is like a championship game to me. I think Clemson's 2 or 3 point favorite. And I think that's about right. I'm having a hard time finding a difference between these two teams to favor one or the other because I've seen them both. And they're both on a roll, but both very, very good. Clemson has, you know, gotten rid of the, you're playing in the ACC label. Trevor Lawrence has gone 20 touchdowns, zero interceptions in his last six games. We know their other weapons.
Sure.
Defense is great. So I think that one's actually going to be maybe the best one of the three playoff games we're going to see.
I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself, though, is that there was something about Ryan Day that struck me compared to Coach O. Coach O, he walks off the field after winning the SEC championship game. He got his bid in first, and they asked him, where do you want to play? And he says, we'll play anywhere, anytime, anyone. Just tell us where we're going to play. We'll be ready to play. Ryan Day takes to the microphone on the field and then at the press conference and is campaigning to be the number one seed, trying to avoid Clemson. And to me, that told me all I needed to know about both programs is that Ryan Day's going, wait a minute, I know that maybe we need to avoid Clemson, where Coach O was saying, bring it on. I don't care who we got to face.
Well, and you better believe that, you know, the other part of that is Dabo using that for motivation. You know, I find it funny that, or ironic that the defending national champs who've won 28 in a row need any motivation at all. But
sure.
I get where he's coming from. You know, I just mentioned it. It's Clemson, yeah, but you know, Clemson, but in an ACC that was ranked below the Pac-12 and the American Conference this year, and they were, and they deserve to be. But I've said this. I all respect for Clemson. I think they have a scheduling agreement with the ACC. They're not an ATC team. They're an SEC team. They're a national football power. The
right.
ACC's down. That happens to be their conference right now. In many ways, what's happening to Ohio State and the Big Ten, and I'm not comparing the two conferences, but you know what I'm talking about. Ohio State, their talent is so much better than everyone else in that conference that they're just boat racing people now. It doesn't matter. Urban Meyer, Ryan Day, Justin Fields comes in, interchanged parts. They're great. So it's two. That's the similarity between the two. And I go back to my original point. Dabo will use it for motivation, and maybe that's the difference, a tiny little difference in this game.
Dennis, if you were to talk about, just quickly, CBS losing the SEC on CBS. I know, being an Atlanta guy, this is going to – the Southeastern CBS affiliates are going to be crippled by this. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just, to me, it's amazing to see this happen.
It's unfortunate. After what, since 1996 or 1992, having an affiliation with that, not only that, but what you just referenced, the games being off broadcast television, that SEC on CBS window, 3:30 Eastern, was appointment television. And one of the drawbacks, one of the questions to be answered is when all that content is lumped in with ABC and ESPN, with all the other conferences, does it still stand out?
Yeah, does it lose some of its flair? Yeah.
We'll see.
I have a plan to save CBS, by the way. I'm going to reveal it next. I'm revealing it next. I'm sure the executives will love me for doing it. But I have a plan to save the network, and I'm going to have it coming your way next. Dennis, I thank you so much for your time every time you join us. Enjoy the college football playoff. Everybody follow Dennis and his work, and I appreciate your time this morning. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, buddy.
John, thanks so much.
Good to have Dennis Dodd with us. He already got his Christmas gift. The St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup.